everyone. This is Bill Knauer, and you're listening to Author, where one writer talks to another writer about the books we write and the lives we lead and how these two are one in the same. Author to Author is brought to you by Author Magazine, the premier free writing magazine on the Internet, featuring articles on writing and the writing life, as well as video and audio interviews with best-selling and award-winning authors across the genres. You can find Author Magazine at authormagazine.org. And we are funded by the Pacific Northwest Writers Association, supporting writers from pen to publication since 1955. To learn more about the PNWA, please go to pnwa.org. Well, my guest today was supposed to be Delia Ephron, the screenwriter, playwright, novelist, children's book author, and all-around, just an all-around writer, really. But apparently, Blog Talk Radio, my erstwhile host, is experiencing technical difficulties. And some people are having trouble calling in, and it looks like one of those people may be Delia Ephron. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to chat here for a few minutes and sort of pass the time and give her a few minutes to call in if she's able to, but I have the feeling she may not, in which case I will do all I can to get her on next week's show, because I haven't actually booked anyone for next week, so perhaps I can have her on next Tuesday. But I'm still holding out hope that she'll be able to get through. In the meantime, I have been thinking lately about two questions that every sort of writer has to deal with. Or I should say, there is the writer, the question that the writer deals with, and that, as I've said many times on this show, is the question of what do I want to say? That's really the only question facing the writer. What do I want to say? And then, of course, well, then how do I say it? So you ask that question. What's the story I want to tell? How should I tell it? What should be the next scene? You ask that question, and then you translate the answer you're given into words. The answer usually comes in the form of images, characters, scenes, ideas. You translate that into words, then you ask yourself the next sort of ancillary question, which is what I have written? Does it represent what I see on the movie screen of my imagination? And those are really the only questions that the writer needs to ask. But the author is the one who then asks a different question, which is, I wonder who else might like to read this. Who else might value this as much as I do? And so it is the author who tries to answer this question, because, of course, unlike the writer who knows if what they've written is interesting to them, who knows if they have translated accurately or not the thing that is of interest to them, the author does not get to know who else likes it and where they are and how many of them they are and how to reach them. So this is the journey of the author, which is a very different journey of the writer. But I think it's just as interesting in a way. It's just as interesting to see where the stories that you tell at the privacy of your own imagination, at your own desk, it's very interesting to see where they go and who finds them and what it means to them. It's really the expansion of your imagination out into life. But it's very important as a writer that you take these two jobs and you divide them in two. You let the writer do what the writer does, which is just ask the question, what do I want to say? How will I say it? What do I want to say? How will I say it? And let the author handle all those other questions. Who will want to read it? Where are they? How do I reach them? What does it mean when this one says yes, and what does it mean when this one says no? Very different job to all the other people. And so as a writer and an author, I encourage you always to keep those jobs evenly divided. Keep your sanity about you. It's really the only way to do it. Well, I'm telling you, I just don't have a good feeling about this. My listeners, I just don't. I think Ms. Ephron is sitting somewhere in New York City right now, very, very frustrated that she can't get through to me, probably blaming me, but I'll explain all that. And so what we're going to do, like I said, is we're going to get her. I'm going to do all I can if her schedule allows. I'm going to do all I can to get her back on this show, because she's got a new book out called The Lion Is In, and it is a very entertaining story. She's a lovely writer, and I know that she's led a very interesting life and is still leading it, and I would love to talk to her about it. I've never met her, and I'd love the chance to chat with her. So like I said, I'm going to do all I can to get her on the show, but until then, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to cut this one short and let you get back to your very busy lives, let you get back to what you have to write and what you have to do. And until then, well, we'll just keep doing what we do, won't we? We'll just write what we love, do what we love, and that'll be fine. It was abbreviated while we were here. All right. Take care.